بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we'll listen to your curious questions and also discuss the topics related to Islamic upbringing. The answers by experts are based on the Holy Book of Quran and the Ahadith from Noble Prophet. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and also the narratives of Noble Imams. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Well, today in our studio, we have Brother Liaqat Abbas with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
And today we are going to discuss a very important topic, that is sociability. Well, Brother Liaqat, you know, loneliness is at peak in today's world. Be it teens, be it adults, be it anyone, everyone somewhere, somehow is feeling deep down their heart so blue, so lonely. So how can we help teenagers with this loneliness?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Over here, there's a beautiful hadith from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salatu wassalam, where he says, maintaining family ties brings love and it humbles the enemy. So over here, unfortunately, in today's world, what happens is we have this social media, which is taking away a lot of our time. And whomsoever we want to connect to, we are like, okay, let's place a video call. Let's like kind of chat with them. And you know what? Even after the social media is to such a great extent, it has progressed a lot and the accessibility has increased.
Yet
still we
loneliness.
See that there are a lot of distances, unfortunately. Unfortunately, like the teens, they don't message even. They don't message their cousins or their uncles or aunts, example. So there is this kind of gap still, which should be filled, unfortunately. So if the teen has the feeling that I have to get rid of my loneliness,
yeah,
then the best thing what he or she can do is to get a meeting or meeting a person in person himself,
right,
yeah,
right.
So like going to their house or finding a meeting spot, be it a restaurant, be it a masjid, be it a Husseiniya, be it a park, example. Okay, so if this is happening, this sense of loneliness will reduce, even if there's a lot of social media.
Yeah.
But still there are people who find themselves a lot alone. You see this a lot in those, even in those teens, or example, even in those adults,
yeah,
who got married, okay, in today's world, and they are in their bedroom, example, and they have phone in their hand.
Yeah.
The wife is chatting and the husband is or they're surfing on internet or YouTube or Insta, whatever, you see. They are not having time with themselves. They're not speaking to them, to themselves, like they are not speaking to each other. They're not speaking to their children, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Their interactions have reduced a lot.
Okay? Yeah.
So connecting with others is one of those key points which reduces a lot of depression and brings about happiness and improves mental health in teens.
Yeah. So we'll discuss more on that topic. Let's take a short break here. Dear listeners, stay tuned. We'll be back in a while.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliqana وراسقنا وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaqat Abbas is here with me, and we are talking about connecting with others or sociability. Well, we said in today's world, teenagers, even though they are chatting for hours, even though parents, they are in home, living under one roof, But even though they're chatting with others and they're living in under one roof, but still it seems that deep down everyone is lonely and they're not connecting with each other properly the way they should be connecting. So yeah, social media was supposed to build a bridges, but it seems to have, you know, increased the gaps, as you said, like we are in one room yet we are not aware of each other. So what's your take on that?
Okay. So the first thing is just like limiting screen time is very important. Number two, if a person or like the couple or if example over here teens in our example, if they're having a lot of addiction towards this social media, towards the internet, towards this thing, they should definitely think twice about it. What are they gaining and what are they losing? You know, when we have values, okay? When we have values in our life, example, what are we valuing? Whom are we valuing? Then I think it gives a sense of critical thinking over here, where a person is gonna think, okay, if I'm gonna do this, what am I gaining? Doom scrolling, example. Endless chatting for whatever reason, for no reason, okay? What am I gaining and what am I losing? Over here in teen's life, the teen is losing the connection.
The precious time of his life.
Of his, definitely, where he can create memories. A lot of memories.
About which Imam Ali Alayhi Salam said that there's no price for human life.
Mm-hmm.
So
Of course, indeed. You know, there's another hadith as well from Imam Ali Alayhi Salam where he says, the value of a human being, the least value of a human, of a mu'min,
is that of a
paradise.
Do not sell yourself
for something less than it.
Yeah.
So paradise, you have to search.
Am I gaining paradise from it?
Is this exactly. Like, if I'm valuing this thing, am I gaining paradise? So my value is, example, for few people, is just a few dollars, okay? So, okay, first, some thousands dollars, example, for few thousands of dollars, whatever, some rupees or tuman or whatever, you see, some a piece of land, okay? They're going to spend their whole life in order to gain a part of land in this world, unfortunately, or a house. The value is being, okay, yeah, of course, going ahead and just gaining it for a purpose, it's a different story.
Yeah.
Okay. Like example, I have to provide my family, my children, so I'm working, okay? Having a good house is a good thing, okay? That's okay. That's not an issue. But that shouldn't be the ultimate purpose.
All right. Well, we'll discuss more on that topic. Let's take a short break here, dear listeners. Stay tuned. يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me in the studio. And we're talking about sociability. Well, we said one of the ways to connect others is social media. But at the same time, despite of building bridges, it sometimes increases the gaps. So Brother Liaquat was telling us some of the strategies, how to use it properly. Ask yourself questions, what I'm giving in and what I'm benefiting from. And also you supported your answers with a hadith. And there's also this verse in the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have created human beings above other creatures. So we have given them this, the superiority over all the other creatures. So, and also, like there's something like this in our religion where Allah says that I have created everything for the servitude of human being, but I have created human being for myself. So that's really beautiful.
Indeed.
And I should remember this, like why waste my time in other things? Coming back to teenagers, how do they connect now properly? So first thing you said, if you're connecting on social media, utilize your time this way. But how about in family and society?
So over here, You have to see a few hadiths again. What Islam has told us some 1,400 years ago, in today's world, psychology is coming and is claiming the same thing.
Yeah, true.
You know what? If you do this, this will happen. If you do that, that will happen, example, okay? Islam has come to us and has told, connect with others. It's a good thing, okay? And of course, it's not just a good thing. It increases the lifespan. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam has a hadith where he says, by giving sadaqah, by giving charity and connecting with your blood ties, make your sins forgiven.
Yeah.
And become a beloved one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Indeed.
You see? So you're increasing your lifespan,
yeah.
Number one. Number two, you are making your sins forgiven. The very fact that you're going and you're connecting yourself with your family members, example, over here, and with your blood ties, it's your brother, it's your sister, it's your father, it's your mother, they are your grandparents, example. They're your aunts, your uncles, okay? So over here, like when you're going and when you're connecting with them, you're going, you're making a visit, example. At least the minimum thing is you're making a phone call, a video call, example, okay? The very fact that you're connecting, you are making yourself forgiven. You're making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive your sins, which is a beautiful thing. You're making your lifespan increase. And if the opposite person from your family is not liked by you, or he or she like kind of hates you, over here Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Wa takbitul adu." He says that it humbles the enemy, the relative who is having this enmity towards you. Yeah. So this thing will be reduced. The enmity will be reduced between you and the relative of yours. Example, if you're doing this silah rahim, or example, if you're kind of maintaining family ties, example. So, you know, I would say to the teens in a final go, my dear beloved teens, positive social interactions are very important for your mental health, for your physical well-being, for your prolonging life, example.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, trust me, try it out and you will definitely see its benefits.
Yeah, it does. So, and also, like, apart from these hadiths, we have a hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. He says, "Man asbaha la yahtamu bi amur al-muslimin falaysa bi muslim." A person who wakes up in the morning and is not concerned about the affairs of the Muslims around the world is not a Muslim. So yeah, even if you're connecting, connect in a positive way. Connect in a way that you're able to be fruitful to others as well. Thank you, Brother Liaquat, for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.